97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, a blast from the past. Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. Mr. Dennis Haskins on the phone. Dennis, how you doing? I feel weird calling you Dennis.
That, you call me whatever you want, Big Papa. I'll call you Big Papa. How about that?
All right, sounds good. So Mr. Belding, you're a hell of a party animal, aren't you?
No, Dennis Haskins may go out and have a lot of fun. Mr. Belding isn't real. Mr. Belding was a character on a show.
So, Dennis,
people seem to have trouble distinguishing between the two.
I'm sorry. You know what? And that's got to be hard for you because Saved by the Bell was such a huge success, and such a cult following, and everyone was so into it. It's had to have been tough just to kind of break out of that mold of being Mr. Belding for so long.
You know what? I'm very proud to play Mr. Belding. Anybody wants to come up and say hi to me and say, hi, Mr. B, what's up? It's just fine with me. And I do a lot of nightclubs around the country, from Las Vegas, from Pure Nightclub to other clubs around the world. I was in Winnipeg, Canada a few weeks ago. And everybody that grew up watching the show are now attractive young men and women come up and take pictures and sign autographs, and that's just fine with me because they hug me and go home with everybody else, and that's just fine with me.
Again, we're talking to Dennis Haskins. Check out the website, DennisHaskins.com. When you go to, I've seen some of the paparazzi shots of you at these nightclub gigs, and I'll tell you what, you draw the hot chickies, don't you?
Well, see, they were 9 and 10 when they were watching the show, and they grew up to be nice-looking people. You know, that's not their fault or my fault. I think that's a good thing, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You draw the hot crowd.
Well, I'm happy to take pictures with everybody that wants to, and if they put them on their websites and do it, all that kind of stuff, that's fine with me. Sometimes people misinterpret or try to take advantage of an innocent situation, but that's their problem, not mine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're talking to Dennis Haskins. Now, Dennis, talk to me about karaoke. This is your new deal. Talk to me about the new deal.
I hang out at a karaoke bar in Burbank, California called Dimples for the last 7 years. It's the first one ever in the United States. I get up and sing every time I'm there because I'm also a singer as an actor. And I actually almost joined the national company of Wicked. It got down to me and another guy. So I can sing. And there's a bunch of videos of me on the internet. So my buddy Cody McCarver from Confederate Railroad said, hey, dude, let's do an album. And I said, okay. So we picked the best 7 songs I know, put them on there, and then also had the same 7 without my voice, people can sing with me or without me, and did a DVD where you can see me recording the album, and it's actually a lot of fun.
That's very cool. So, and I'm looking at the track list, and it's some good solid karaoke stuff. We're talking Piano Man, Brown Eyed Girl, Friends in Low Places. I mean, we're talking solid karaoke material here.
What a Wonderful World, School's Out by Alice Cooper, California Dream, a lot of fun stuff. Georgia on My Mind.
So as you're putting this thing together, it's got to be fun. I mean, you've been able to, because you were Mr. How long did you portray Mr. Belding between Saved by the Bell and the spinoff where they went to college and the new class?
Good Morning, Miss Bliss started in 1988. They bought the character, the rights to the character for Saved by the Bell. So I did Mr. Belding for 11 years. The show's been running for 20. So I guess I'll be Mr. Belding for the rest of my life, and that is just fine.
Do you get any back end on the repeats, or was it a one-time deal?
Residuals are based on where a show first airs, and ours was Saturday morning, which is a really low-scale contract for AFTRA. But to most people, the show is a primetime show. You know what I mean? It's gone to 87 countries around the world. And I'm proud of it and happy to play the part. And the money is what it is, so I'm grateful for what I've got.
That's fantastic. And we're talking to Dennis Haskins. He's got the new CD, DVD, and that's available on the website. The name of the...
Dennis Haskins.com.
I'm sorry?
DennisHaskins.com.
DennisHaskins.com, and it's karaoke with your favorite principal. That's what we're talking about.
There you go.
Now, Screech put out a book recently, and he was just really down and dirty about all the other cast members.
He was nice to me.
I haven't read it. I was wondering what was said about you.
I haven't read it either.
Have you heard what was said about you in any way, shape, or form? Or
no, just heard he was nice to me. I don't I wish Dustin well. I don't know what he said in the book or what he chose to say. And I worked with him 11 years, from the time he was 11 years old to till he was 20. So he and I were a team the last few years on the new class. So I like Dustin. I care about him. I haven't seen this. I don't, you know, I can assume it's not, everything's not shown in the best light for some people, but that's not necessarily accurate and not necessarily everybody else's opinion. So that's his, and he chose to do it. So it's not my choice.
Sure. Dennis, let me ask you this. With, you know, knowing that there could be some mean stuff in the book, are you choosing just to avoid it because you don't want to taint your memory of it, or is it something you're interested to read?
If I read it, then I have to have an opinion on it. And if I have an opinion on it, then people are going to quote it, and they're going to use it to hurt him.
Okay.
And if he's done it to hurt other people, I don't want to be part of that process.
All right, that's fair. Again, we're talking to Dennis Haskins. It's DennisHaskins.com. And Jimmy Fallon and a lot of people they're trying to get some sort of Saved by the Bell reunion. Do you see that happening? Do you think that we can get that together?
Well, I started this thing back in March. I was on Jimmy's show because my alma mater was the school he picked for the NCAA basketball tournament.
Okay.
I did a surprise appearance, and the place went so crazy we couldn't even hear ourselves. So they decided 2 weeks later to do a reunion since it was our 20th year. I kicked it off, and then Lark joined, and Mario came in and did a thing, Save the Max, and Mark Paul came on and actually was Zach. It was amazing how much he looked like Zach, and Elizabeth joined, and then Dustin and Tiffany. I think Dustin said he wasn't going to be part of it, and Tiffany was apparently supposed to be on the show this week and canceled. So I would say that's pretty much it. People that are in.
That's great. I know it's a blast from the past, and I know that, you know, as much as you enjoy the notoriety, I know it has to get old sometimes. You want to be known for something other than being Mr. Belding, but I'll tell you what.
I just got a recurring guest star on a show called Men of a Certain Age with Ray Romano and Scott Bakula, and I'm proud of that, but I'm also very proud of being Mr. Belding, and it's just fine with me to be known as Mr. Belding for the rest of my life. That's an honor, you know, and people love the show, and they smile, and they have this wonderful energy when they say hi to me, and it's a very positive thing, so I'm fine with it.
And you can sing along with him as well. It's Karaoke with Your Favorite Principal. It's available at Amazon.com. It's also available at your website, which is DennisHaskins.com. Before I let you go, something we do with all you big-time celebrities, it's the Quick Six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's just get to know about the real you, okay?
All right, yeah, let's find the real me in 60 seconds.
All right, ready? Here we go. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Groundhog Day.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
I don't have an iPod downloaded.
Favorite toy as a child?
It's a little top game that you spin it and it knocks down little bowling pins as it goes through these little chambers.
Let's see here. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Pralines and cream.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The eyes.
And finally, Dennis Haskins, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
I have a bicycle. I like my bicycle.
That's actually the wrong answer. The correct answer is the girls that come and see you at your nightclub gigs.
that's the controversial answer. You want it to be, but that's not accurate. So those aren't toys. Those are people and their fans, and I love every one of them.
It's Dennis Haskins, everybody. DennisHaskins.com. And everyone knows Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. Thank you very much for the time. I hope you sell a million of these CD, DVD karaoke things, man. I really wish you well.
In Syracuse for me. I've been there before.
I appreciate it. It's Dennis Haskins, everybody. DennisHaskins.com. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.